SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the United States may be having some discussions with Venezuelan President Maduro. It's a potential diplomatic avenue as the U.S. further builds up its military presence near that South American country. The president does say Venezuela would like to talk. The development comes as the administration has carried out a series of military strikes against vessels that were transporting drugs. President says he doesn't want Congress to interfere with his negotiations with Venezuela.
The only thing I don't want them to do is leak information that's very important and confidential and may put our military at risk, or whoever is doing, you know, CIA, military, etc. But I did say, I said, go and see Congress, see the representatives that we're supposed to be seeing, and be open about it. If they say, we don't want you to stop drugs from coming into the country, I don't think that would be good.
President Trump has not been subtle about how badly he wants to see Saudi Arabia and Israel normalize relations. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The president has talked up his push to extend the first-term Abraham Accords, the project that formalized commercial and diplomatic ties between Israel and a trio of Arab nations, as a key to his plan to bring long-term stability to the Middle East as the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza continues to hold. The normalization push is expected to be high on the agenda when Mr. Trump hosts Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday for talks during a pomp-filled White House visit. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, vowing to oppose any attempt to establish a Palestinian state. His comments come one day before the UN Security Council plans to vote on a U.S.-drafted resolution, leaving the door open to possible independence. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are underway.
For decades now in this country, battles have been breaking out every year between those who want to keep Christ in Christmas and those who want him out. The 2025 season kicks off with a scuffle in Pataskala, Ohio, over a living nativity in a public park. Local officials at first said no, but a demand letter from First Liberty Institute has changed their minds, and they will now let the display take place. This is not likely to be the last battle over Christmas this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Virginia transportation security officer accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy barring men who are living as women from performing security screening pat-downs on actual women. Transportation Security Administration enacted the policy in February to comply with President Trump's executive order declaring two unchangeable sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a weekend multiple shooting in a tiny town in Kansas.
It happened just south of Topeka, and authorities say the 22-year-old suspect died of gunshot wounds at the scene. Carbondale, Kansas resident John Roberts, who lives about a mile up the road, says he was outside when it went down.
I was actually putting siding on the barn out there when the first officer went by. And then the second officer didn't have lights on, and both of them were running, I would say, well over 100 miles an hour as they went by. Kind of piqued my interest, but it's not unusual. And then the city of Topeka officer started going by. That's when I started to really get concerned.
Authorities say the suspect's 77-year-old grandfather was also wounded in the gunfire, but he and the four officers are expected to recover. I'm Donna Warder.
An NFL player has been shot and wounded in New York. Officials say cornerback Chris Boyd was shot in Manhattan early Sunday morning. No arrest yet. More details, srnnews.com.